Eye weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 86. Easterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, lows level off around 67. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, 85. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 73.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Today marks a milestone in a long-running battle over the livestock industry and efforts to weaken the power of large processors. The Senate Ag Committee expected to approve a pair of bills, one that would mandate minimum levels of cash trading in cattle markets. A second would create a special investigator office within USDA's Packers and Stockyards Division. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley expressing confidence that both the bills, including the Price Discovery and Transparency Act, have the necessary Republican support to pass the Senate. The House passed a version of the special investigator bill last week as part of the package of measures called the Lower Food and Fuel Costs Act. That legislation includes a measure to allow sales of E15 year-round. Grassley told reporters yesterday he hopes as soon as the return from D.C. after the July break that Majority Leader Schumer will put the bills on the floor for a vote. He said he's confident the Senate has 60 votes to pass the Lower Food and Fuel Cost Act, restore transparency in the cattle market, and provide year-round E15. Ahead of the committee debate, 21 State Farm Bureau presidents signed a letter opposing the Cattle Price Discovery and Transparency Act. The letter says top economists found that a federal mandate in the market will cost cow-calf and stalker operators anywhere between 50 and 85 bucks a head, if not more, on the price they receive for their cattle. It's clear the mandate is not the solution, they say, to higher cattle prices and profitability for farmers and ranchers. The North American Meat Institute, which represents meat packers, noted the cattle prices are running at or near record high. And Bayer will have to continue chipping away at its backlog of Roundup cancer claims one by one following the Supreme Court's denial of a petition filed by its legacy company, Monsanto. At issue is the question of whether state tort law claims like the one brought by a California man who won a $25 million verdict upheld by the Ninth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals are preempted by the nation's pesticide law, FIFRA. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are looking to hire new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL. Stop by either office in Marysville at 1194 Pony Express Highway or in Seneca at 1201 Baltimore to pick up an application. Again, Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are hiring new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL.
Kansas Mid-America. Has split 4-3 on Tuesday in explaining their reasons for previously upholding a Republican congressional redistricting law. The state Supreme Court issued only a brief opinion last month in approving the new congressional map. The new map does make it harder for Democratic Representative Sharice Davids to win re-election in her Kansas City area district. It also moves the liberal northeast Kansas community of Lawrence into a district with conservative western and central Kansas. The court's majority said the Kansas Constitution permits legislators to consider partisan factoring in redistricting. And no, your ears and eyes aren't deceiving you. The Kansas Powerball jackpot is up to $312 million, and the Mega Millions jackpot is also up to $312 million. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News. Hi, it's Trace Tall with the Mid-America News Network. Join myself along with Rick Everett every day right here on your favorite radio station and the Mid-America News Network. We're your source for information on the latest current events and breaking news across the Mid-America region. From the latest legislation in Topeka to events happening in your local community, we'll give you the news that you can use all day long. Plus sports recaps from your favorite teams, business and stock news, and more. It's the Mid-America News Network. Stay informed with us.
During the busy harvest season, affordable parts are only a phone call away. For more than 40 years, Abilene Machine has been a trusted source for quality ag replacement parts. Need augers, chaffers, or chains for your combine, or parts for your tractor? Abilene Machine stocks new, remanufactured, and used parts that meet or exceed original equipment manufacturer specs, but are priced below OEM. For pricing, inventory, and 24-hour ordering, visit them online at abilenemachine.com.
An Olathe man has been sentenced to nearly 20 years in prison for a 2018 hit-and-run crash that killed two people. Television station WDAF reports that 48-year-old Bradley Woodworth was sentenced Tuesday to 19 and a half years in prison after pleading guilty in February to two counts of second-degree murder for the deaths of 18-year-old Matthew Blosky of Overland Park and 20-year-old Samuel Sieber of Kansas City, Kansas. Investigators said that the October 6th crash in Overland Park began as a road rage confrontation between Woodruff and Sieber before the vehicles collided. Sieber's car spun into oncoming traffic and the path of Blosky's vehicle. That collision caused Sieber's car to burst into flames and both Sieber and Blosky died. A 71-year-old Wichita man is charged with several crimes in connection to a sexual assault of a 4-year-old girl. Jimmy Dean Jensen was arrested late last month and is charged with rape, aggravated criminal sodomy, and aggravated indecent liberties with a child. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Gas prices got you like... Gas prices may keep you at home a little more than normal this summer. That's okay. Feel like a kid again and treat yourself to a new internet plan. Get Blue Valley Internet Service or upgrade your speed to get a $50 Sinclair gas card. Then play through your day with kid-like excitement. Call Blue Valley Technologies at 877-876-1228 to get rolling with new internet today.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. Grand Island police received three reports of stolen cars over the weekend. Then, as of Tuesday morning, Grand Island Police Department has taken five more reports of missing vehicles. Captain Jim During said initially they didn't believe the thefts to be related, but now there's evidence that leads them to believe that most of them are. He said a majority of the vehicles were unlocked with the keys inside. Police advise that you should always lock your doors before you leave. The crimes are still under investigation. A Burwell woman will go to state prison for a 2019 car crash that killed an Ord woman. Kelsey Provoznik Bloom, 30, was convicted in March of manslaughter. She had originally been charged with motor vehicle homicide and three other charges related to the September 19th death of Sandy Soda, 52, of Ord. Those charges were amended or dropped in exchange for a guilty plea on manslaughter. A judge Tuesday sentenced her to 2 to 10 years in prison. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
New Help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being extended for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text internet to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
Hey, summer is just around the corner, and the cows are looking a little gassed. Head on over to Kaufman Seeds, stock up on some high-quality sedan grass seed and forage products. Whether you want conventional, DMR, or Bertitix, we've got you covered. Get it planted, keep the old cows happy for the summer, and on into winter. Call Kaufman Seeds at 800-634-2836 for all your summer forage seed needs.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week unanimously approved a proclamation for local disaster emergency as a result of the storms June 7th and 11th. The County Health Department building was substantially damaged and lost its roof. Plans are to move at least temporarily to a landalone building at 15th and Center Streets that for many years was home to Bogart's Grocery. Due to prompt response, vaccines were moved to refrigerated storage at Valley Vet. Some $100,000 in vaccines were saved. Computers, equipment, and furniture have been moved. The Marshall County Health Department plans to reopen this Wednesday at 1500 Center Street in Marysville. The Marshall County Extension Office advised that Pottawatomie County is not in favor of moving forward with an extension district at this time, but the other four counties are still entertaining the idea. A motion was approved to increase the cost of dumping at the landfill to $55 a ton beginning August 1st due to fuel surcharges that have been implemented by the trash hauler. County councilors noted tax sale properties are down to 13 from a beginning count of 52. June 20th is the default day. Then the actual date of the sale will be set for sometime in August. Commissioner Bramhall reported he's been trying to contact Roger Marshall's office regarding continual train blocking issues in Frankfort. The architect, construction manager, and sheriff met with the board showing the floor plan of the proposed jail. Final design should be done by mid-August, and AHRS should have a good idea of cost estimates and be able to go out for bids in September. Several budget requests were heard. A request for the sheriff's department included a 13% increase due to salary and fuel prices. A 16% increase was requested by the county treasurer, who expressed concerns with the need for an in-house technical support person who would be available at all times. A new program that seeks to make homeownership more affordable is launching June 20th in Washington County. The Washington County Homeownership Pilot Program is designed to boost homeownership by reducing the barriers of down payments and closing costs. We'll have additional information on efforts to increase housing construction in our future news reports. Nemahal County Commissioners heard an update that work was being completed on the Goff Oneida Road, and the contractor is expected to begin work on the Burns-Sabetha overlay early in July. Approval was given to hire a part-time relief driver for the transportation department. New furniture for the senior services office was approved, with the county share just over $10,000. Jason Cook voted against the motion, which did pass 2-1. After a half-hour executive session with the county attorney to consider the Nemahal County Community Health Services contract, a motion was approved unanimously to form a county health department. Kevin Schutte will serve as administrator beginning July 1st. Marysville USD 364 school board meeting last week adjourned to executive session some 10 times for over an hour with Darren Schrader and Cole Fredrickson, after which a motion was approved unanimously to approve the personnel update and spring coaches list. No details were listed. No action was taken on a $62,000 proposal to stream board meetings. And the board will meet fifth Mondays each month for a work session. The River Valley Extension District offers an opportunity to bring your pressure canner's dial gauge in for free testing this Thursday, June 23rd, 8:30 till 4:30 at the Washington County Extension Office in the courthouse basement. Again, bring your pressure canner's dial gauge in for free testing Thursday, 8:30 till 4:30, at the River Valley Extension District Office in the Washington County Courthouse. Roseanne Slupionik, age 82, of Marysville, passed away June 16. This time, no services are planned. Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Roseanne Slupionik. Lonnie H. Herrick, age 78, of Steiner, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at St. Anthony's Catholic Church, Steiner. Interment in church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Lonnie Herrick. Marjorie A. Bergman, age 93, of Lillis, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Tuesday, 10:30 at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Lillis. Burial in the church cemetery. Family will greet friends Monday, 6 until 8 p.m. at the church. Rosary at 7. Campanella Stewart, funeral home of Wamego, in charge of arrangements for Marjorie Bergman.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. More sunshine today and temperatures will stay a bit cooler, with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Iowa, the lower 90s throughout Nebraska, the lower 80s and lower 90s throughout Kansas, and the mid 80s and lower 90s throughout Missouri. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight, with our lows in the lower to mid 60s throughout Iowa, the lower to upper 60s throughout Nebraska, the lower 60s and lower 70s throughout Kansas, and the mid 60s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. A chance for some showers and thunderstorms throughout Thursday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Iowa, the upper 80s and mid 90s throughout Nebraska, the lower to mid 90s throughout Kansas, and the mid to upper 80s throughout Missouri. More showers are possible throughout Thursday night and throughout the weekend, and temperatures will stay warmer throughout Friday and Saturday before cooling down throughout Sunday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-June 87, record high on this date 104, the average low 66, and the record low 44. Sunset this evening 8:57, sunrise in the morning at 6:01.
The garden is in and looking great. Time to sit back and wait for the harvest. Some timely gardening advice today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, June 22nd. It is the 173rd day of the year, and Meryl Streep shares a birthday with Kris Kristofferson. With luck, things are growing like crazy in the garden about now, but that doesn't mean you can relax and set the cruise control. Here are some vital garden chores for late June. Get a handle on weeds while they are small and easy to pull. Deadhead fading blossoms from both annuals and perennials, and pull any dead leaves from vegetable plants. If you haven't put in stakes to support tall plants, do it now. If your potato plants are 10 inches or so high, it is time to pile up more soil against them. If the season has been dry, water deeply but infrequently rather than a little each day. And it's also wise to raise the mower deck an inch or so. It helps the lawn better cope with summer heat. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports Shohei Ohtani hit 2 3-run homers and drove in a career-high 8 runs, but Whit Merrifield led off the 11th inning with an RBI double in the Kansas City Royals' 12-11 victory over the Los Angeles Angels in Anaheim. Carlos Santana had 4 hits and drove in a season-high 5 runs for the Royals, while rookie Bobby Witt Jr. had his first multi-homer game while driving in a career-high 4 runs. The Wichita Windsurge defeated the San Antonio Missions 9-2 in the series opener Tuesday night behind 12 hits and 2 home runs from Matt Wallner. Sawyer Gibson Long got his second start on the hill for the Windsurge and pitched 5 innings and allowed 2 runs on 6 hits and tallied 3 strikeouts to earn his first win in Wichita. The Windsurge and the San Antonio Missions' first pitch tonight in Wichita is scheduled for 7:05 p.m. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
New Help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text INTERNET to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
Did the hail hit your house? Then now's the time to call Burwell Roofing and Construction, 316-794-3430. Don't wait for your insurance agent to get your roof and home inspected. Call Burwell Roofing and Construction, a local roofing company, 316-794-3430. Burwell works with all insurances, 316-794-3430. It doesn't take much for a hailstone to damage your roof and siding, so don't trust the door knockers from out of town. Burwell Roofing and Construction, a local roofing company, 794-3430, or online at burwellconstruction.com.
Kansas State's football program released some players to watch out for this campaign. According to Phil Steele's College Football Preview, Deuce Vaughn was selected as a first-team All-American, while Felix Anaduke Azuma and Malik Knowles were selected to be third-team All-Americans. The Basketball Tournament, or TBT, is an annual basketball tournament consisting of college alumni where the winning team takes home a $1 million prize. K-State's Purple and Black team announced the signing of big-name alumni Jacob Pullen and Henry Walker for this summer's tournament. Pullen is the all-time leader at K-State in points and has most recently played professionally in Slovenia. Walker played 5 years in the NBA and most recently played professionally in the Philippines. The two stars will join Justin Edwards, Kamau Stokes, Artavius Irving, and Thomas Gibson as Wildcat alumni on the roster. The team will play its first rounds in Wichita on July 22nd through the 28th. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Several one-owner trades ready to go at Nordis Motor Company in Marysville include a 2019 Chevy Traverse, 31,000 miles, it has a leather interior. They have a 2015 GMC Acadia all-wheel drive and a 2012 Buick Enclave all-wheel drive with leather interior at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Game time is the perfect time to fire up a Traeger grill. You can bake a pizza, smoke wings or ribs, or grill steaks. This grill can do it all. Traeger is the original wood pellet grill, and with a full 3-year warranty, makes Traeger grills the best-selling pellet grill on the market. Cromie Lumber in Marysville carries a full line of Traeger grills, accessories, spices, and pellets. Always wanted to try a Traeger before you buy? Then stop in at Cromie Lumber and ask for details to check out their loaner, Little Texas Elite, for a weekend. Only at Cromie Lumber, 609 Carolina in Marysville. If you're a driver over 50, it may be time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from the Hartford is now available through Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville. Call today for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and service designed especially for AARP members. Call the Copeland Insurance Agency at 619-6220. That's 619-6220. Certain policy features are subject to eligibility and may not be available in all states. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
Hey, here's your 4 grilled cheese double burgers. Enjoy your Sonic.
So, could you ever over cheese something?
Can you over a cheese?
No, over not a over cheese. Over a cheese.
What do you get when you combine two cheesy craveable classics? The Sonic Grilled Cheese Double Burger, made with 3 slices of melty American cheese layered between 2 100% pure seasoned beef patties and held together by thick Texas toast. Try one half price when you order in the Sonic app. Exclusions apply. See app for details. Limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
Great entertainment all 3 nights of the Hanover Days of 49, featuring Angie Kreitz and the Polka Tunes Thursday night, the Soul Preachers Friday beginning at 9, and the Joker Band Saturday with fireworks after dark. It's great free entertainment, plus full concessions. The hamburger stand, the beer garden will be open each evening, and the carnival rides with games and concessions in full operation. Don't miss the Days of 49, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Your invitation from Andy's Hardware and Lumber in Hanover is your Ace Hardware store. Ace gets it done right with tools and supplies for every project around your home. Blue Valley Technologies, keeping up with the technology of the 21st century. Your internet provider locally is Blue Valley Technologies. Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, insurance savings for well over a century. Contact your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance.
It's time to get outside and enjoy summer barbecues, parties, and quiet evenings on the patio or deck. Don't let mosquitoes drive you indoors. Try these few strategies to help keep mosquitoes from ruining your fun. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Use a fan to create a gentle breeze that keeps the weak flying mosquitoes away from you and your guests. Some gardeners even take a small fan into the garden while weeding. Light a few citronella candles for a bit of ambiance and mosquito control, At your next evening party or event, citronelle oil and the scented candles do have some mosquito-repelling properties. Scatter lots of candles throughout your entertainment space. Position the candles within a few feet of your guests for some short-term relief from these pests. Encourage guests to wear light-colored, loose-fitting clothing, covering as much of their skin as possible with long sleeves and pants. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
The Big Bend region of Texas is a place where mountain chains meet, but few people stayed. The land was often a place not settled, but rather traversed. We know much about the land from 500 years ago because of the early Spanish who wrote down what they saw. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
The Big Bend area of Texas is named, of course, for the Big Bend or curve in the course of the Rio Grande River. As Matt Walter, curator at the Museum of the Big Bend, explains, it's also the place where the Rocky Mountains meet the Appalachian, Ozark, and Texas Hill Country uplift.
The first European contact coming up will come up from Mexico, and around 1528, Cabeza de Vaca will come through. The first Spaniard to ever reach Texas also comes through the Big Bend on his way back to try to find Mexico City.
That explorer gave us a good idea of what this area looked like about 500 years ago.
His account that he will write after his rescue, he will call it the Commentaries of the Castaways. It is still in print today as the Ordeals of Cabeza de Vaca.
Some others began to pass here looking for treasure.
The first role that the Big Bend will kind of play will be in the 1590 expedition where Sosa crosses the Rio Grande with his ox-drawn carts, about a dozen ox-drawn carts, the first time that any animal-drawn wheeled vehicle ever enters the United States.
De Sosa made a journey that began to change the way people looked at what is today the southwestern U.S.
He's the guy that then goes north and sees the Indians wearing gold in their ears in Santa Fe, New Mexico, where it is today, and sends word back to Mexico City along with some of those ears and sets into motion the first gold rush in North American history.
Initially, some of those expeditions crossed the Big Bend area until a better route was found.
The Big Bend is kind of off the beaten path. The Spanish are looking for a new place to cross the river, and they find a new pass across the river and through the mountains. They call it El Paso, the pass.
There's plenty of unique history here in the Big Bend, and there's more next time as we travel the countryside in Alpine, Texas. I'm Andrew McCray.
Producers and pet owners generate medical waste when they treat their animals. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Proper disposal makes sure you don't hurt yourself or the environment as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our Exact Emerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Animals occasionally.
occasionally need vaccines, ointments, and other medications to keep them healthy. Many livestock owners will administer these themselves, and that leads to medical waste around the farm that needs to be properly disposed of so nobody gets hurt. Larry Hawkins is a veterinarian with Bayer Healthcare. He says the biggest hazard is the scalpel blades and syringe needles. To avoid injuring yourself or others, they should carefully be discarded into what's called a sharps container.
Sharps containers often have tools on the top of them to cut a needle off, or a different tool to detach a needle from a syringe. And the point is, if you use these sharps containers, you don't need to recap the needle. Most injuries that happen to the person given the injections occur when that person is trying to put the cap back on the needle and they miss and stick themselves.
Empty or partially empty drug containers should be handled properly to reduce the risk of environmental contamination. Some items can be flushed in the toilet. Others have more stringent requirements.
There are regulations concerning the disposal of sharps and the containers of chemicals or pharmaceuticals, so read the label and follow the directions for a specific product. Often pesticide containers can't go to a sanitary landfill without the landfill's knowledge that they're coming.
Some communities hold collection events where you can drop off unwanted pharmaceuticals or pesticides for disposal. Medical waste, such as bandages and gloves, can be put into a leak-proof bag and then tossed in with the rest of your trash. Learn more about disposing farm medical waste at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Nothing's gonna harm you, not while I'm around. Nothing's gonna harm you, no sir, not while I'm around. Demons are prowling everywhere nowadays. I'll send them howling, I don't care, I got ways. No one's gonna hurt you, no one's gonna dare. Others can desert you, not to worry, whistle, I'll be there. Demons will charm you with a smile for a while, but in time, nothing can harm you, not while
watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track.
One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Long-term care and assisted living options are yours at Cambridge Place in Marysville. Residents and loved ones are assured quality health care services in a welcoming, home-like, safe, and secure environment. Licensed and professional nurses and staff are on site 24 hours each day and can offer skilled nursing and rehabilitation services, memory care, as well as day services and respite care. Cambridge Place in Marysville serves residents and families with progressive care and a clean, comfortable setting. Plan a visit or learn more online at Cambridge Place SeniorCare.com.
Adams Electrical Contractor, Inc. invites everyone to come on out to Homestead Days in Beatrice starting on June 22nd. Check out everything there is to offer, including a parade, fun run, several vendors, fireworks, and much more. From Adams Electrical Contractor, Incorporated in Beatrice, with over 25 years of experience. Professional Barber Stylist is excited for Homestead Days in Beatrice starting June 22nd. There will be activities for the whole family, including a car show, parade, good food, and much more for everyone to enjoy. From Professional Barber Stylist in Beatrice, haircuts that are affordable. Clausen & Sons Dirt Work, Inc. invites listeners to Homestead Days in Beatrice from June 22nd through the 26th. Come on out and celebrate the homesteading heritage. Clausen & Sons Dirt Work, Inc. in Beatrice, providing all types of dirt work services, including tree clearing, pond dredging, excavations, and more.
Why regenerative agriculture? A new book argues, why not do it? That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
The new book, What Your Food Ate, makes a case for all the benefits from improving soil health. Co-author David Montgomery.
One of the take-home lessons from our interviews with farmers around the world that have adopted regenerative practices is that they can be more profitable than their conventional neighbors.
While profitability is a good reason to have healthier soil, Montgomery says there are many more.
I don't see much of a downside to it. It requires a bit of different thinking, and it requires some different methods and techniques in farming. But, you know, farming methods have been changing since the dawn of agriculture thousands of years ago. And in our current environment, the kind of changes to farming that would build healthier soils really seem like the right way to go.
Montgomery's wife and co-author Ann Beclay says it's not complicated.
It really sort of comes down to the biotic integrity of the soil and how farming practices and choice of crops influence that biotic integrity. We don't need it to be, you know, supercharged and super pumped in the soil. What we need is just normal. Normal is just fine, whether in the human body or the soil.
The story continues tomorrow, and you can learn more by visiting the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at TwinRiv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With 3 finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Companies dominate Trans-Pacific shipping, and they naturally have a monopoly, and that increases shipping rates by near 1,000% over the last 12 months.
But what's most infuriating right now is they bring those loaded cargo ships over from China to our ports on the West Coast, and many times these shipping companies are sending those cargo containers back empty without U.S. goods and products on it. And we're saying with this legislation that we passed, no more, that they're going to have to load up those American exports. A lot of it is agriculture exports heading to China if they're going to be sending those ships back out west. So it was long overdue. I'm glad we were able to meet with this bipartisan legislation. President Biden has been calling for this for some time.
He goes on to say part of the supply chain conversation, reducing dependence on other countries for specific reasons. Another bill addresses microchip availability here in the U.S.
Part of that is what President Biden is talking about, insourcing these jobs, insourcing these manufacturing facilities. So we're more reliant on ourselves for what we need. We're working on a bill called American Competes right now, which would make major investments in the microchip industry of the United States. We're so dependent on foreign countries for our basic microchip and microprocessor supply. The world runs on that now. It's the modern economy. And so we're trying to figure out ways to make sure the incentives are in place. We have that production capability in the United States.
Finally, he says lawmakers are working on other ways to reduce the bottlenecks with the supply chain.
We've reduced the port waiting time to unload ships on the East and West Coast by eightfold within the last 8 months. We've made tremendous progress there.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agricultural legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with
the... It doesn't matter if it cuts a wider narrow path. If your farm is in that path, a hail or windstorm will damage two things, your crop and your bottom line, in a matter of minutes. With already tight margins, take the stress out of seeing those clouds roll in and that thunder rumbling by adding Crop Hail to your coverage now. Crop Hail is a very affordable and simple way to extend your risk protection plan. The rates are great this year, so call Tammy at Alliance Insurance today, 785-562-2393, to quote hail, wind, and extra harvest expense. And thank you, farmers, for all you do.
This is an agribusiness update. Hot weather has arrived. The extreme temperatures can present challenges for livestock owners. Carla Jenkins is a Nebraska Extension Range Management cow-calf specialist. She says calves need some special attention at this time.
Heat stress is a very real thing, even in a nursing calf. And sometimes we think that because the nursing calf is getting milk from his mom, we don't think a lot about his water intake, but the calf begins to eat solid foods, or at least try to, very early, couple weeks of its life. Important for rumen development. But the other thing that's important for rumen development is water. And so we need to make sure those baby calves can reach the tank and reach the water. When it gets hot like this, and it's horribly hot, it's very easy for a baby calf to dehydrate very quickly if they can't reach the water tank.
She says the calves also need to be able to reach water. This year's temperatures went from cold to hot, and the cows and calves haven't had time yet to assimilate. She adds, along with adequate water and shade if possible, would help the pairs in keeping heat stress at bay. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
We have the tanks banked up high enough that when they come up to the tank, they can reach in it. And then our water levels refill quickly the tank when the cows come in and drink, so that the baby calf isn't always just standing there staring at the bottom of the tank that he can't actually reach the water in. Then all the cows go back out to the pasture and he never got a chance to get a drink. So we need to really make sure that they have access to water. We need to remember that mama cows have a really high requirement for water when they're lactating. And so we need to make sure there's plenty of water for them so that they can dissipate that heat from their body and cool themselves. They're gonna need even more water in this heat.
That is an agribusiness update. I'm Ken Rogers on the Four States Ag Leader.
15 now, 70 now, 15 now, 70 now.
Homestead Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
professional, you can check.
That was Tom several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Nebraska. He works with...
This is Rob, the other son. I'm your contact and the one who plans and organizes marketing and selling your home, land, or personal property.
Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall and the surrounding area. Tom and Rob are joined by brother-in-law Tom Kirkland, who specializes in real estate in Marysville. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmstead.
For over 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmstead family. Together, they have more experience than any other real estate and auction team in the area. Put their experience to work for you. Call Tim, Tom, and Rob at 353-2210.
If you have animals, you have manure. And manure has microorganisms, which can cause sickness if manure is mishandled. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
When you have livestock, you have to be responsible in handling the manure so nobody gets sick. Manure naturally contains a wide range of bacteria, viruses, and other microorganisms. Some can survive a long time in it. Sagar Goyal is a professor of virology at the University of Minnesota. He says if dangerous bacteria like E. coli and Salmonella are present in the manure, there are a couple of ways that the bacteria find their way to us.
What can happen is the pathogens can move downwards and contaminate the groundwater if the soil above groundwater is porous enough. Second is you apply the manure and there is a rainfall, can then turn into runoff and it can contaminate water bodies that are near the farm.
A lot of the problem can be solved by mixing it well with the soil after application and not spreading manure too close to water or tile inlets. Still, it's no easy job to keep this stuff from going where it shouldn't. Depending on how big your operation is, it may take several steps.
Well, there are many different ways you can store the manure for a while, and storing can reduce or even eliminate the pathogens present. And there are other treatments, aerobic and anaerobic treatment of manure.
Some producers store it in deep pits or treat it with lime. Others may compost it. Whatever you choose to do, manure management practices will keep harmful microorganisms from making us sick. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about controlling the spread of manure pathogens at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop Insurance Protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that Crop Insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Ag markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Wednesday today for the middle of the week. We do see things kind of mixed across the board right now. Still is the grain market moving slightly higher. They're trying to move up right now. Corn and wheat up. Soybeans are still down. Livestock has been consistent on the board, mostly lower. We'll see how we close here in just a little bit. Mixing the corn market right now is July corn's up 5 1/4 to 766 even a bushel. September corn's down 6 3/4 at 702 and a half. In the wheat market, a little bit higher here. July KC wheat's up 8 pennies on the day to 1049 and a quarter. September's up 7 1/4 to 1055 and a half. In the soybean market, a little bit of red here on the day. They've been mostly down throughout the days. July soybeans are down 30 3/4 cents to 1650 and a quarter. August down 35 and a half to 1563 even. Mixed in the meal market is July soybean meals up 70 cents at 432 even, with August down a dollar at 414 and 80 cents. Oil market is a little bit lower as well, with July down $2.87 at 70.52. Cotton market's mostly mixed on the day right now, with July cotton's up $1.19 at 144.70. October, those, they've been taking a hit lately, down 5.66 right now at 115 even. And the oats market mostly lower, down by 16 cents at 620 and a half. Quick look at your livestock market. Things have been mostly red across the board. Today's June live cattle's down $1.70 at 136 and 12 cents. August down by $1.10 at 135.15. And the feeder cattle market, August is down $1.87 at 173.42, with the September in the red $1.72 at 175.55. And the lean hogs are mostly lower, with July down 70 cents at 112 and 2 pennies. In the U.S. dollar index today, September index is mostly red, sitting down 32 cents at 103.88. We have 30-year bonds for September up 2 points today at 136.30, and the 10-year notes up by a point in the green at 117.
When it comes to choosing your next pre-owned vehicle, it's all about selection, selection, selection. Rusty at Ford has that covered. And our selection includes much more than just Fords. Are you looking for a Chevy? We've got 25 of them. How about a Toyota? Choose from 20 in our inventory. In all, you can select from nearly 250 quality pre-owned vehicles. Want a Jeep? We have a dozen available. Choose from Dodges, Rams, GMCs, Kias, Nissans, and more. Rusty Egg Ford has them all. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. We should be your first, but we'll definitely be your last stop for your next pre-owned vehicle. And at Rusty Egg Ford, you can get used car financing as low as 2.9% APR or buy with zero down. Choosing your next pre-owned vehicle comes down to one thing. Selection, selection, selection. Rusty Egg Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com. Offers with approved credit for tax and fees not all qualified. Long-term financing offers cannot be combined with expired money savings.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
K-State Division of Biology Associate Professor Alice Boyle is conducting a 5-year research study looking at utilizing virtual fence lines to both manage cattle and potentially conserve the tallgrass prairie. She describes what year one of this research will look like.
Year one is getting the cattle used to the collars and then doing a lot of pre-treatment samplings. And so this year, we're collecting information on where the cattle go. We're collecting information on what those areas look like, what the stream water quality is like in a normal year, if there is such a thing in Kansas. And then in subsequent years, we'll apply these sort of boundaries and measure sort of the response of the vegetation and the birds and the water to those virtual fences.
She goes on to explain more in depth the research goal of the different groups involved in this complex study.
I would say that the different players have different goals. So from the Division of Biology perspective, from my perspective, I'm really interested in ways to manage the landscape in such a way to keep some of our most threatened prairie-dependent bird species on the land. Those include greater prairie chicken and Henslow's sparrow, eastern meadowlarks, grasshopper sparrows, things that need these landscapes that we have here. My colleague Walter Dodds, who's also involved in this project, is interested in the water quality aspect of it. Then our partners at Tallgrass Prairie Preserve, the Nature Conservancy, they're interested in managing things like heavily degraded areas along fence lines, for instance. Can we use this just to sort of boost populations of plants in areas that have become really degraded through trampling? And the mushrushes actually are really interested in that as well, because in places where cattle funnel through particular areas, they've lost vegetation in those areas. They're losing grazing lands, and that affects the water quality as well, of course.
Boyle describes the benefits that the technology utilized in the study provides.
I think it's never going to replace exterior fences, but it could save thousands of dollars. I don't know how much more annually in interior fencing, certainly. I mean, one of the nice things about it is this: not only could it replace some sort of more permanent fencing, but it provides a mechanism to move cattle more dynamically around pastures into different areas. And so you can actually set up a line, get them used to it, and then push that line in a certain direction and push them into areas that, say, a slope that they aren't utilizing to the degree that you'd want. So it might improve the efficiency of the land use as well.
Providing insight into her latest research endeavor here at K-State, that was the Division of Biology Associate Professor Alice Boyle.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Full-time legends of country music. From KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.